Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and this morning we have with us Alan Kubel, who's Vice President of Residential Resilient Products at Armstrong. How you doing, Alan?
Oh, very good. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thanks for talking to me today on this election day, and I guess you went to the polls this morning, didn't you?
I went to the polls, saw the line, got scared away, and booked some time later in the day.
Okay. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. That's beyond our control now, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, well, listen, the reason I wanted to talk to you is, you know, this last week you guys came out with some big news that you were converting a plant in Lancaster and actually spending some big bucks on upgrading it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, it's a very exciting project for us. Obviously, it's a $25 million investment, so that's a very large investment. In this category, it's the largest investment we've made in the residential sheet category since our investment to add ToughGuard technology down in Stillwater, and that was a good 10 years ago at this point. Basically, where we were is the Lancaster plant has been a plant that has been making mid to high-end vinyl sheet products, felt-back sheet products, and has been doing an excellent job of it. I think you may have seen in the press release, we actually acknowledged the efforts of the plant, the management, and the employees in Lancaster. There's really been a concerted effort to improve quality, productivity, yield, et cetera, in that plant. And it's really basically been a well-oiled machine for the last couple of years. But we looked at the product mix coming out of that plant and where consumer preferences are trending, and it's clear that there is a trend towards the loose lay or the fiberglass products. And we currently manufacture those products in our plant in Teesside, England, and bring them over here. Obviously, we're incurring freight and duty when we do that. And there's some significant cost in that. The volume has grown, you know, double digits, significant double digits for us over the last really 7 or 8 years that we've been a player in this category. And we just felt it was time to start making the product over here, and that's really what is driving the investment. There's the opportunity to shorten the supply chain. There's the opportunity to, you know, move to domestic manufacturing, which is, you know, obviously something we would prefer. And then there's the opportunity to save on the freight and duty. And then when we looked at, you know, where we wanted to do this, you know, Lancaster was an obvious choice for us because of the infrastructure that we already have in place there, as well as the skill with the employees and the management team here in Lancaster. They are known throughout the industry as, in our opinion, making the best residential sheet floors, period. So when we thought about where we'd want to have this done, Lancaster was an obvious choice.
Tell me, on this loose lay product, how does it fit in the whole scheme of sheet vinyl flooring? So, you know, around what price points are we talking about here?
The price points can range from almost, you know, down to base grade pricing all the way up through, you know, high-end sheet vinyl. And I think consumers can pay, you know, as little as, you know, $1 a foot for this product, and they can pay $3 to $4 a foot for this product. So it really runs the gamut from sort of thinner products, you know, typical vinyl pricing, you know, typical the lower price products are going to be thinner with thinner wear layers, fewer features and benefits. And then as you work your way up, the products tend to get thicker, heavier. The designs tend to get more involved. You'll get more bells and whistles. You know, in our terminology, you go from a cushion core back, which is sort of soft and cushy, to a cushion core high density back, which is going to be much firmer and more durable. You're going to move up from a vinyl wear layer to a urethane wear layer to Vision Guard, which is our trademark wear layer, and then to our VTX surfaces, which are the textured surfaces. So you're going to have a number of bells and whistles as you move up, and they're basically, the products will last longer, they'll look better, they'll perform better, they'll feel better.
So versus what they were doing in this plan and what they're going to be doing, basically it's this fiberglass component, is that the biggest change?
That is the biggest change. Yeah. We'll be adding the manufacturing equipment that will allow us to make the fiberglass back product, like our cushion step product, in North America. That'll be the big change.
All right, well, this is big news. Well, let's talk about the market, because actually yesterday I did an interview with Dean Thompson, and we talked a little bit about this. And you know, when you look at the total flooring market, the actually resilient, or even more specific, the vinyl side of it, is not off as much as some of the other categories. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing the same thing. And you know, one thing I've joked around with retailers when I visited them or they've come to Lancaster, is I said, you know, I need a really good recession for vinyl to sort of kick back in gear.
Yeah.
You know, there's almost been too much disposable income as consumers have been investing in their homes, and when they want to invest in their home, they're going to trade up to wood or laminate or ceramic floors. But if they're not in the mode of investing in the home and they just want a new floor, that's when vinyl starts to look pretty good. It lasts a long time. It's easy to live with. You know, it's feature benefit wise, it does really well. But it was not the floor that consumers wanted to invest in necessarily. So as we're going through this downturn, it's true that the vinyl tile, vinyl sheet floors are not off as much as some of the other categories. And what we've seen, even through the downturn, is that the loose lay products for us are still growing significantly. And that would be our cushion step products, the fiberglass products, as well as the Stratamax product that we make down in our Stillwater plant. They're both examples of loose lay floors, and we're seeing significant growth in both of them.
So you think primarily that the factor here is just the value. It's the price per square foot relative to other flooring categories. Is that, and also maybe the performance. Is that basically?
I think that at a time like this, that's very important. I think the ability to loose lay a floor. So for a retailer who has a significant cash and carry business, it's a cheaper alternative for a consumer. For a retailer who is willing to loose lay install the floor, they can do it with a less expensive installation, so they can save some money. But we're also seeing, particularly in the mid to high end retailers, that the floor is selling just because it's something that's not vinyl. It's something different. It still hits a good price point, but we're still seeing installers generally gluing the floor down. And that's just some historical reasons that they're more comfortable gluing a floor down. The floors still can, you know, buckle due to seasonal changes if they're not installed quite right. Or even if they are installed correctly over a wood subfloor, they can move around a little bit, and a lot of installers want to glue them down. So if you look at how the product is actually displayed, it's displayed differently than traditional vinyl is displayed. The consumer can touch it, can feel it. The samples aren't curling. The product's a little thicker, a little heftier. It's easier to touch and feel. It has a nice, you know, hand to it. That's a term in the industry. So I think all those features, you know, when you put them together, it just sort of makes the right time for this category.
You know, Dean yesterday in an interview said that he thought vinyl was, as far as shift. And by the way, last time we reported on this in Floor Focus magazine, we said that the whole resilient market was probably a $1.7 billion market. And mm-hmm. Dean was saying yesterday that he thought that the share shift might be 3 points, that it might have actually moved from 14% to 17% of other versus other flooring categories. So that was his estimate.
Yeah, there's definitely the shift back. We haven't quantified what that is yet. We'll probably do that once we get through 08. But it's clear, I mean, the category shift away from vinyl for a number of years, you know, because of what we just talked about. But it is kind of exciting to be in the business at this time with what's going on in the market and to have that pendulum kind of move the other side.
And, you know, when you talk about Armstrong, that's one of the things Armstrong's known for. I mean, you guys are the giant in the hardwood business and you're the giant in the vinyl business. So you're the world leader, aren't you?
We still have a pretty significant position. There's no doubt about that, particularly in North America, where we have a very strong position, both on the commercial side of the business as well as the residential side of the business, both in sheet and in tile, as well as linoleum. We're a significant player there as we make our own natural linoleum in Germany, in our factory in Germany, and import that. We're seeing a lot of growth in that category as well. And we have a significant business in Europe, Australia, and a number of places throughout the world.
And Armstrong, you know, the brand name, when we do a few consumer research projects, and you have a very strong brand. I guess from the very start, back in the days of the cork bottle stoppers, I mean, Armstrong has a tremendously strong brand name.
Yeah, all the research that we do still shows that in flooring, the Armstrong brand is still the most recognized aided, unaided awareness. It still scores far above any other brand in flooring. Consumers still understand what the Armstrong brand means, its quality, its variety of designs to choose from, reliability, strong warranties. It's sort of it's a very reassuring brand at a time when people want to be reassured.
Okay. Well, we're about out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us. So we've been talking, as I said, to Alan Kubel, who's Vice President of Residential Resilient Products, and we've been talking about their $25 million expansion in a plant right there in their backyard in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.